From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump issued a stern warning to Iran on Tuesday. He spoke to reporters at the White House. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. The president's also talking about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whom he says wants to meet as soon as possible.
He really has been very open and, I think, very honorable from everything we're seeing.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Quetta, Pakistan, on Tuesday, three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces, killing at least six and wounding several others. One of the bombers blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing all of the fatalities. President Trump says the United States stands with the people of Armenia on Armenian Remembrance Day, the 103rd anniversary of the start of the massacre of Armenians at the hands of Ottoman Turks. In a statement, Trump said he deeply respects the, quote, resilience of the Armenian people, who he says built new lives in the United States and made countless contributions to the country. By the time the forced deportation and massacre of Armenians from the Ottoman Empire ended in the early 20s, more than 1.5 million people were dead. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office wants an investigation into the killings of dozens of civilians by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen during the past 4 days. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office is urging the Saudi coalition to fully investigate all these latest deadly attacks. It adds those found to be responsible should be held accountable and reparations should be provided to the victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bloggers and others running online platforms in Tanzania have 2 weeks to register with the government or face fines and jail time. Rights groups are expressing concern about the requirement, which is the result of a new law regulating online content. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from VOA's East Africa Bureau in Nairobi.
The new law in Tanzania targets online platforms like blogs, podcasts, and other streaming live content, for example, via YouTube channels. The government says it will monitor the platforms for hate speech, obscene content, and threats to national security and public order. Local bloggers fear the oversight will be used to stifle dissent. On Friday, the Tanzania Communication Regulatory Authority said the owners of online platforms must pay about $900 to get a license. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States Supreme Court is to hear arguments Wednesday on whether President Trump can limit travelers from mostly Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. His executive order affected people from Iran, Libya, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, Somalia, and Yemen. U.S. stocks were sharply lower at the close of trading on Tuesday as the key U.S. government's 10-year Treasury bond yield reached the 3% level for the first time in more than 4 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.7%. That's more than 400 points. The S&P 500 index off 1.4%. The NASDAQ 100 more than 2%. Former President George H.W. Bush is said to be responding and recovering after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. The now 93-year-old Bush was president from 1989 to early 1993. He was admitted to the hospital Sunday morning and has been placed in intensive care. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.